Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy GQ Blue, aka Young Pocket Square, aka Ferragamo Guevara, and I'm hitting you guys with the Nappy Afro first edition of the Black History Month Facts for the month. For this first one, for the first broadcast of February, I'm going to hit y'all with somebody. And at least this time, I ain't going to give y'all a famous signal, but you know it's going to be coming soon. Blue Fire, you know. My first person for you guys to check out is Thomas Sankara. He was the president of Burkina Faso, a country in Africa, from 1983 to 1987. He was a communist revolutionary, a Marxist, and he's really known as one of the most popular revolutionaries in Africa. A lot of his campaign was about getting Africa, which most of those countries during the 80s were still coming out of European colonization. He's really trying to find African independence. A lot of things he did for the poor. He started literacy projects. He started autonomous projects to get Burkina Faso away from French power and from utilizing European goods so that Africa could be self-sufficient. Some people see him as a great radical free thinker and revolutionary. Some people see him as an evil dictator because some of his policies were about squashing the public media and unions, but at the time they were really pro-colonization, pro-European, so he thought those were going to be detrimental to him doing a lot of great stuff in Africa and making Africa for the people. So people call him a hero. So definitely check out Thomas Sarkana, S-A-R-K-A-N-A. Happy February, Negroes. Peace.
It's all right. I don't remember seeing these many people get knocked out in my day either. Like, I don't get it. Like, these are the most frail niggas alive. Like,
yeah, maybe, I think you're right.
I just don't remember seeing people getting put to sleep like this on a normal basis. Like,
I think you shit. Look at that. And we roll right into TV talk, so we'll probably say this shit for the show. But watching them niggas crying and throwing up and shit. Look, I didn't play football as a kid. I went to some football practice because my boy played, and yeah. I played my freshman year in high school. I didn't see these mean motherfuckers balling the fuck up.
Hey, man, I told you, man, there's some weak kids out here these days, bro. These niggas is weak as fuck, man. But damn, man, we might as well just segue into the, the intro.
We do it all. Go ahead and get the intro started. What the fuck?
You've been recording the whole time, right? We're going to have to use some of this, all right? Fuck that.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast. This is episode 194, and I am your man Sorry, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, aka I'm the worst father in the world.
Before you talk about how bad of a father you are, props to GQ for starting off the show with the Black History Fact. We're going to try to do that for at least this month. We got to be responsible for at least 1 month out of the year.
Okay.
So we got to get that in. At least, you know, for every episode this month, which knowing us, it'll probably be 2 episodes. we got to at least get the Black History Fact in. Now, why are you a bad father?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, besides the obvious, man, but I think my daughter has an Instagram page, a Snapchat.
Wow.
Just discovered her making some video online, and she's, you know, she's just lip syncing it, whatever you want to call it. But they cussing there, and then she's, I just, and then.
What song?
It was like a little, did I send you the video?
No.
When I was, she was just like.
Oh,
the,
yeah, the text. Yeah.
I did some when she was just like, what was it, man? I'll play it for you. Because I saved it because I can't believe that was my daughter.
Hey, man, you know what? Kids, like, there's no shame nowadays, bro. There's no shame. My niece was doing some shit the other day. And I was like, yo, she just brave with it. Like, if you do open mic, you know that the 50 people that are there are going to see it. But to do an open mic and then put it on the internet... Like, damn, you just increased your reach. They brave as fuck out here, man.
Yeah.
Did you find that shit?
I'm looking for it, so all right.
I think this is it here. Nope, this is you talking about Africans, which we're going to talk about on this show.
I was talking about Africans, all right? Come on,
this is normal in our text. This is... Like, I don't know what your issue is with Africans, but if you ever make it to Africa, I don't think it's gonna go well.
What do you mean? I have no issue with Africans.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's accurate.
It's all right. I am cool with Africans.
I
just don't mess with their women. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's usually the topic of conversation with you, though. Is the okay. African women, either their hair or whatever the fuck it is. You're not a fan. I'm just saying.
It's just it's just a lot going on over there. But yeah, here it is. I found it.
Alright.
Disgusting, sorry, right?
She using one of those apps.
Hey, Monkey, Mr. Potato.
You know where you can go. The fuck to sleep.
Damn, that's what she did.
Yeah.
You know where you can go. The fuck to sleep. I like that.
I'm mad because everybody, I'm the only one outraged. Everybody else kind of laughed. I'm like, what's the fuck? Like, be easy. He was like, you can't even get mad at her. I was like, why? He's like, because it was funny. He said, if it was funny, then you get mad. But I was like, easy, that's fucking ridiculous. He was like, bro, I'm telling you. He's like, it was funny. You cannot get mad. I was like, man, that's some bullshit, man.
I got to agree with Easy. I don't have any kids, so I don't know all the rules officially. But I know that I cursed in front of my father when I was a kid. And because it was funny, we laughed. I didn't get in trouble.
Mm.
So I think that's the rule. If it's funny, you're good.
Damn it.
I don't know, man. I think she's in the clear, man. A lot of stuff to talk about this week. The world is going fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Got to make sure we get our checks, though. So we got to talk about this music real quick.
Yes. Favorite topic.
Get this music.
Hey, man, shout out to Short T and I Don't Know What to Call It podcast, man. Them niggas, they break down a whole fucking album on the fucking podcast.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up. So I listened. The other day I was at work. I'm like, let me listen to some other shit on the show. You know, I don't go to the site. What is nappyafro.com?
If he told us, they said, if you just... He said, he know we don't watch the site because... He said, if we look at the site, he said, we'll know the basis of what we need to know. He said, that's how I can tell y'all niggas don't know. Y'all don't never read the site. He said, because I post everything. He said, the basis of what we need to know is on the site.
But yeah, we don't read
the site. Don't follow the rules, man.
Fuck we doing? First of all, what are we doing reading? How about that?
Exactly. The old niggas in the company. We tenured. You can't get rid of us. Like, I mean, you got to deal with us.
We're like, coming in at like 1 o'clock from the golf
we
course.
We have the old Nappy Afro rules. We sleep at work and shit like that. These new niggas got to work. Not us. Like, what?
Coming in with half days not on the calendar. We're missing meetings. This is what the fuck happens. But I went ahead and listened to the podcast.
They got 48 vacation days. Yeah. Of new course. Niggas. Y'all don't get 48 vacation days.
Nah, y'all we still do. In that 1 week and it's after probation.
Yes,
good
they got a blackout period from Thanksgiving to February the 13th.
But I listened to that podcast. Well, I listened to part of that podcast. I didn't make it through because I was working. And I was really shocked that, like, so that album, Anderson .Paak's album, has been covered twice on the site, then, right?
Yeah.
Like, that, you could say it was covered twice because they did a full breakdown of that bitch and there was a review.
Mm.
Now, granted, the album is pretty dope. Have you listened to the album?
So you have. It's all right. Good points for the Frocast crew.
I listened to the podcast and I listened to the album.
Mm.
And I even commented on the review, so I should be getting the bonus this week.
It's all right. Hey, word on the street is they coming for your R&B crown, man.
Hey, man. You know, it is what it is. Man. I'm out that lane, man.
Yeah, man.
They can have it. You know, I'm supposed to be writing about the four tops and shit anyway, so... I should be talking about them motherfuckers, the Fabulous Dramatics and shit. Let them have this new R&B shit. I'm back on that soul. We're gonna take it all the way back to Motown in this bitch. I'm back here with the Temptations, goddammit. But that album is dope. You should check that shit out. Make sure you check out that review on nappyafro.com if you want to check that out. That is Anderson .Paak. Is it Paak or Pack? They were trying to figure that out on the podcast.
P-A-A-K. We're not the ones to make the decision on that.
Hey, just check out the review. Check out the album if you haven't. Let me know what you think. If you like Bilal and Van Hunt, it's kind of in that lane. So, but yeah, the music shit. All right, AA decided to go ahead and count streaming as listens. Now, I feel like we talked about this. This is episode 194. I feel like we mentioned this somewhere around episode 90.
Oh, okay.
Where we were talking about, yo, that shit should count. Streaming should count because the whole Rihanna thing. Because Rihanna is always in the top five albums forever. Like, since she came on the scene, she's been in the top five singles, albums, whatever. She's always up there, but she don't go platinum.
Mm.
So, we were talking about this shit a while ago. I think B-Eazy may even brought it up. And so now they decided that, hey, we're going to go ahead and count streams. And it's something ridiculous, like 150,000 streams counts as one album.
I think it's every 150.
It can't be 100. Is it 150 or 50,000?
I got it pulled up.
Actually. You know, I got the commas in the wrong spot. So some, it was something like, it, I know it was 1,000. It might have been 1,500. It might have been 1,500.
I don't think it's that much.
But,
let's see, who sent it? There you go, the other day.
Here we go.
So I saved all our text messages in case y'all niggas try to slander me and shit.
RIAA set the album award formula of 1,500 on-demand audio and video streams to 10 track sales equals one album sale. Also effective today, digital single award ratio will be updated from 100 on-demand streams to one equal one download to 150 on-demand streams equal one download. So there's two changes they made. I don't know if I like this part of it. 1,500 on-demand audio and video song streams equals 10 track sales equals one album sale. So if one song plays 1,500 times, that's 10 tracks or one album?
Maybe the album has to be listened to 1,500 times to be counted as one album sale.
You know what? This is all over here. This is all highbrow. At the end of the day, the point is that they're counting streams into the awards gold platinum certifications. What do you think about that in general?
I think they had to change it because of the way the music industry is now. Like, that's the only way it's acceptable now. Most niggas don't buy albums. Niggas' music is digital now, and niggas don't really buy albums. I can sit there and stream my album. If you're going to let me stream it, you know what I'm saying? Why do I got to buy it? I could just go stream it all day long. You know what I'm saying? So I could love your album and stream it all fucking day. And so, yeah, you got to change the standards, because if nobody is selling physical albums except for like Adele, you know what I'm saying? Your name not Adele, you're not selling albums. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. So, yeah, let them streams count, man. Bump it. I mean, make it easy. It's cheating, yeah. It's putting the goal down from 10 foot to 8 foot, then moving the 3-point line in to 14 feet. Yeah, it is, but that's just what it is.
There's a lot of people upset about this, and I feel like with technology, you have to take that shit into account.
Exactly. These people understand.
The game has changed, so the rules have to change a little bit. And it's weird to me because I think music is probably the only media that I will still purchase. I don't buy DVDs. I don't buy books. I will buy music. You know what I mean? I don't watch a DVD more than once. So it doesn't serve a purpose for me. Books are good for reference, but I can look that shit up online.
Yeah.
But music, I feel like if I buy an album today, like shit, hey, we all know that I'm still listening to Nice and Smooth and Rakim.
Damn.
So buying those albums makes sense for me. Streaming them for 15 years seems a little odd. So I'll purchase that. I want to ask for copies.
So hold on, right? You're saying there's a good possibility we could catch you in a Daniel Boone raccoon hat some days?
I won't go that far. I refuse to wear the coonskin hat. There's certain limitations when you're wearing Jordans. You can't wear Jordans and a coonskin hat at the same time.
Why you can't wear a coonskin hat?
I don't think that goes together. I got to look at the GQ handbook, but I don't think coonskin and Jordans.
You used to do
together.
It back in the days.
I don't think it goes together, bro. That was the New York niggas. New York niggas did a lot of shit.
You can be that new Nick. Sorry, bring that shit back. Sorry, bring that shit back. Sorry.
Certain limitations with the Jordans and the certain limitations being fat. Certain shit you can't do when you fat, it don't look cool. Coonskin hat is one of them.
It's all right. I think.
Shit don't work, bro. Look. This shit don't work. Don't do
that.
This
should be live, man. This should be live. Nigga be like, yo.
I'm one of four fat black dudes in Austin.
The J's, man. Fuck that, man.
I'm one of four fat black dudes in Austin. You can't have me in the coonskin hat, too. Just let me live, bro. Let me live. So with the certification means that other albums became platinum, gold, and shit like that. On this list that BEZ put up on nappyafro.com that you can check out, for the longest segment running on the show, album sales, used to be called the numbers game. Some of these albums that make sense for us to mention, Kendrick Lamar went platinum now, To Pimp a Butterfly. Michael Jackson's Thriller went 32 times platinum now. I'm just saying, I don't think Prince has a 32 time platinum album.
He probably hadn't sold 32 million albums his whole career.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so he did sell those albums. when he went on concert. That had to count for something.
Hey, look. Hey, my ticket was $300. The least you could do is throw in a CD. Come on, man. Stop. I paid for that.
I will say that's one of the most gangster ways to sell your album, though. That's some dope shit.
Take this shit. I don't want it. No, take it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Like,
that's some dope shit. I mean, if Salt Pepper and Run DMC was doing that shit, hey, we'd still be talking about their ass. Wale, Ambition went gold. The Weeknd, Beauty Behind the Madness went 2x platinum. I guess that's all I want to talk about on this list. Because some of this shit, I don't know who the fuck they are. I don't see Adele on this list, and I wonder if Beezy was hating. Because Adele was already like 4x platinum in 1 week.
7x platinum.
Jesus Christ. Wait, not in 1 week.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm saying that first week. So at this point, if they count streams, this shit's got to be 95x platinum.
Well, actually, it wasn't available for streaming, though. It was some weird shit. I couldn't find it.
Oh, that's right. She did cancel that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Adele's a thug, man. Hey, Big Sean. What'd you say?
That's what they're doing now, man. You gotta be, you know, go to the highest bidder.
You gotta be a henchman, man. That's all I'm saying. Big Sean, my vote for album of the year.
Oh, shit.
Dark Sky Paradise.
I'm bad. All ears. In other words, here for you.
I can't defend that shit at all. That shit is bad. But it gets spins. I play that shit all the time. I do not like that line, though. It's cringeworthy. So a lot of these albums were platinum. It's kind of shocking to me that from Michael Jackson all the way up to more current albums like Wale, these are the only ones that we see that went platinum. So there's a lot of people that ain't on this list. Rick Ross is still not on this list. How did that happen?
Listen, man, if Rick Ross ever go platinum, we'll never hear the end of it.
Oh my god, that should be. I'm surprised he has a
platinum boss. Platinum now, baby, like my diamonds.
First of all,
I'm the lion, the lions in the jungle.
He's almost skinny now.
Hey,
man. I don't
know. Shout out to all them dudes that lose weight, but their heads still be big and y'all look funky, man.
Hey, they need that Zika disease, man.
Yes, man. You got to stop at a certain time. Like, you know, when your head start looking big, you look weird as fuck.
And he's always dressed like a small nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So at least now his clothes and his body somewhat match. But it's looking a little weird. But how does he not go platinum if the streams count? I'm surprised he hasn't cut a diss album towards platinum. Like all gold, everything, fuck platinum.
Yeah, that's why he's yellow diamonds.
And you know what? Good point, sir. We got some other music news. I don't know shit about this. I tried to listen to both songs, and I think they
both suck. Oh, my God. Hey,
I tried to listen. They both fucking suck. They're both trash.
Which one? No.
Drake. Okay, we're talking about Drake and Meek. They get into it again.
Are you fucking crazy?
I think they're both trash. I don't like either one.
You don't like either one.
I don't like either one. I don't like Drake's apparent reported disses, ribs to Obama and shit like that. I thought those were weak sauce. And Meek dropping a retort after... He did it quick. It was like 30 minutes or so. He did it quick. But I just gave no fucks. Maybe I was just over the feud. And so when this shit happened, I was just like, eh, I'm unimpressed. But I listened to more of Meek's track than I did Drake's. And I still
didn't like track it. Was good, but it just, I hate that he had the other nigga on there.
Right. Allegedly, he got this shit from Drake's ghostwriter, right? That's the story?
That's what he's saying.
Right. So that's what we're doing now. We're still dragging niggas in. Like, you would have been fine without saying that.
Yeah.
Just do your own shit. I went and got my big brother to help me. Just don't say that shit. But you like both.
Yeah, I like both of them.
You like Meek's better?
No, I like Drake's better.
So my boy hit me up and he was like, yo, Meek came hard as hell. You know, this is dope. This is what he should do in the first place. I'm like, that's why it doesn't fucking matter. Like, this is that touchdown at the end of a blowout game. No one gives a shit. At least that's how I thought about it.
I mean, but it was good that Meek fired back. But see, now this got me thinking, man. I think they all ended together, man. Because this just is... You know what I'm saying? Because they said it was some truth in the Drake, what he was saying in his song. Because he said, they said Meek was staying in some Four Seasons or whatever. And they said Drake rented a room out above him and played like back to back, like on repeat for like 100 times. You know what I'm saying? And then Meek with his song was like, yeah, the niggas was upstairs, but they ain't come down. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's a publicity stunt. I'm at the point now, I think they ended together, man. They ended together.
You think they, like, in the same relationship too? Like, are they both dating Nicki?
No, I just think they all in it to make money, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is building up, you know, it's building up Drake status and it's building up Meek status. So it's just like, you know, because Drake, now they saying Drake had like little camps. He have like camps in the studio, you know, with a whole lot of people helping him make music. Drake is he's a pop star now, man. He's not just a rapper no more, man. He's a good product. They got people behind him, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So we got to take Drake out and run in the GOAT status, man, because he's a great entertainer, makes good music. But we can't put him on the best of all time list. We can't do it.
Why not?
Because he got too much help. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to get your boy to help you with a hook or something like that. But when you got niggas making something like you know, that the dude Majid Jordan or whatever that group, you know what I'm saying? The one that Hold On, We're Going Home. That was their song. Drake, you know, they wrote the whole song. Drake ain't make up nothing. You know what I'm saying? And he just sang the shit. Nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, Beyonce gets people to write songs for all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like, did she write anything before Destiny's Child shit? Like, between Destiny's Child and her last album?
She probably wrote them Destiny's Child songs because, you know, you saw how basic they were, but I don't think she wrote them. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce's not that bright. We all know that. I'm not going to shit on Beyonce. Not going to happen.
Wyclef was writing some of that shit. Didn't he write Bills or some shit?
Who knows, man? Look. It's all right. Man.
I don't know if that takes Drake out of the GOAT thing.
Like, he got to.
Nigga, Richard Pryor had Paul Mooney and Red Fox write for him.
And Richard Pryor's not the GOAT. We all know Eddie Murphy's the GOAT.
But he's up there, right? He's considered top five?
I guess we can put him in the top five. All
right. I'm just saying, you know, Drake has been creating the music for the past decade. Everybody's been chasing Drake. So I don't know if you can remove him from the GOAT list.
I'm just saying I still like Drake. I ride for Drake. I argue Drake down, but you know,
a little too much help.
A little too much help.
Do either of them have a project coming out? How about that shit?
Drake got an album coming out in April. What's it? 6.
Come on, man. April?
Yeah.
What's all you been building up this shit? Alright, whatever, man. Anyway, whose side is
it? Album come out February 11th, so it'll be out next week. You know, 12th or something like that. 11th, 12th.
Yeah, I'm not, you know. I got other shit to
work on. Kanye, I'm going to be hot.
Whatever, bro. Kanye's even downplaying his album. He even said...
Yeah, have you heard the 2 singles off his album, man? No More Parties in L.A.?
No, you know I don't do pre-album release songs.
No, man. Listen, man. You heard him. I put him on Snapchat, man.
Don't put him on Snapchat. I don't do pre-release songs, man. They fuck up the album for me.
Telling you, man, Kanye, if Kanye rapping like that on his album, man, Kanye bringing that heat back, that heat.
Yeah, well, Kanye even said it's not the best album.
Can you please play these songs on the Frocast, all right?
No.
God damn it,
Sorry. They can go to nappyafro.com and check them out. They're on the site. They got to read the site, man.
Yeah.
Be Easy said you got to read the site. But Kanye even said this album is not the best album.
He said it's the greatest album of all time.
He backtracked and said it is not the best album. I actually read. Every once in a while I read something, and that's what he said. So I don't know. Just to stay on music for a little bit. I don't know how you know, if you're tuned into R&B at all. But have you heard Tank and your girl, Keisha Cole, talking? Not Keisha Cole. What's the other chick you like with the big ass that was on TV?
K-Michelle,
thank you. I knew it was one of them K's. They were talking about Adele. And they were saying how, you know, she can sing, but her push and push for white, the blue-eyed soul shit is a lot different than black shit, and we should be upset about that. Have you heard them talking about that? Nah. You're not even interested, are you?
They sound a little bitter. They don't understand. I mean, listen, if Adele made crappy music and she was just getting by because of her good looks or something like that, I could understand they gripe with her. But, I mean, Adele is not the finest chick out there. You know what I'm saying? And she makes good fucking music. You know what I'm saying? She's in her lane. She makes music in her lane. And you know, K-Michelle, if you got a problem with it, stop writing these fucking ghetto love ballads singing to the fucking hood chicks. And, you know what I'm saying? Singing about drinking Hennessy and being, you know what I'm saying? The little bullshit. Like, you know, you got to elevate your game. But you stuck in the lane making, like, Tank. Jaheim, who just got run out of projects, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them niggas for running them out. That was real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas, who else? Like I said, y'all sing to a certain sect of people. Your music is never gonna grow beyond that. So until you, as a songwriter, artist, elevate your shit, you're not gonna ever reach the people that Adele reach. Adele can reach the little same hood girl that lives in your album, and she can reach the little white motherfucker out. You know, so she can reach everybody. Your music can't. People can't relate to your music, but they can relate to Adele music. That's all I'm saying.
But there's that's kind of what they're saying, is that, you know, regardless of the hood anthems, when Adele's Hello came out, it played on white people stations and it played on urban radio. When Tyrese came out with his album, it didn't play on the white stations. And that's what they're saying. That's the difference, is that Adele can cut a track and it goes everywhere, whereas Tank will cut a track and it'll only play on urban. Like, they put the black artists in the urban situation, but we don't put the white artists in that. And so they're getting the streams.
We wouldn't get Call Me Lately playing on our radio. They weren't playing that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know.
But where was Hello?
Hello? That's Adele, though. They played, they always play Adele music, though. That's not nothing new.
That's their point.
That's my point. She makes music that's popular, that everybody can listen to. So y'all
You think that if let's say Tank sung Hello, you think it would play across the board the same way it does now?
If he sang it in the same, like, just like she did, yes.
You're a fucking liar.
I believe I can fly crushed all the barriers.
You're a fucking liar, bro. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. Have you heard Tyrese's album yet?
I did. I heard it once. Listen to that shit. I did. I was on the road and I listened to it one time. I ain't gonna lie.
Did you like it?
It's R&B. I don't really like listen to R&B music, man. So I'm not the one to ask. I don't listen to R&B music at all.
How the fuck you gonna pump up Adele in one breath and then say you don't
listen to R&B music? I listen to it. I've heard the Adele album because my wife listens to it. But I personally, if it ain't fucking, what's the 411? Share My World. Fucking Jodeci first two albums. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some Jagged Edge. I'm not listening to it. Oh, I don't listen to nothing but 90s R&B, bro. That's it.
That's the worst.
I don't listen to no 2000 shit. I don't listen to no 80s, 70s. I don't listen to none of that shit. 90s R&B is all I listen to, man.
I think your point about the ratchet music is valid.
You know what I'm saying? If they make music that more people can relate to, instead of that, Planet Hennessy and whatever she be singing about, and baby daddy drama, baby, you know, all that little hood shit. Like, some people, that shit ain't. That's why, you know.
I don't think it's a relate thing, though. A lot of niggas are singing about the same shit. You know what I mean? If you can't relate to love and fucking, then what are we talking about? I'm not talking about the extra ratchet music, but I'm talking about, like, perfect example, like I said, is Tank and Tyrese. They're not getting plays on white stations the way Adele is, or the way Sam Smith? The way them motherfuckers are getting played. And it's because it's not packaged. It's not presented that this is urban. You know what I mean? It doesn't. Look at it. If you go across the board, look at fucking. We're going to go all the way back. I'm going to show you my age real quick. Michael Bolton, nigga.
Okay.
Michael Bolton played on all black shit.
Yep.
And all white shit.
Yep.
It happened all. Exactly. It played across the board. It wasn't packaged as urban.
And Hall & Oates.
Wasn't packaged as urban. But it played on all that shit. But now when you got David
Boy Boyd, George.
Boy George played on MTV. And that was the source. But you wasn't getting MTV on your Hot 97 station or whatever the fuck.
Getting Boy George.
Who was getting Boy George?
Everybody was listening to Boy George.
It was on MTV, but it wasn't playing on, like, on the box. It wasn't no Boy George shit on the box.
I don't believe that's all right.
But it's not packaged the same. I think they got a valid point. I think it loses its steam because, just like you said, people's natural reaction when you talk about Adele is that she's got talent, so you can't say that shit. So when you say something about somebody's got talent, Adele, or what's the motherfucker in Europe that committed suicide?
Amy Winehouse.
There you go. When you talk about them motherfuckers, people believe they have talent, so your claims become invalid to motherfuckers. They'll be like, I ain't hearing that shit. That motherfucker saying. But just saying, I just think it's valid. That's all I'm saying. Listen to them albums too, by the way. Tank's new album, Tyrese's new album, The Weeknd's new album. Check out some R&B, man. Don't listen to Future Vendros. I still don't know how y'all like that shit.
Man, you told you it's all right. You gotta. All right, sorry. Next time, look. First of all, you gotta leave the house, all right? You can't listen to Future in the house. Okay.
I'm confused. Am I supposed to be high and drunk listening to Future?
Yes, that's the
best.
Well,
then I gotta stay home.
No, sorry, you gotta be okay. If you at least at home, at least get high, get drunk, start playing like some Madden, some Call of Duty, Bump the Future, man. You know what I'm saying? Just let go, man. Let Future take you there, man. I'm telling you, man. That's what you need to do. I mean, if you go to the strip club, all you're gonna hear is Future songs anyway. He running the strip club right now. He running the strip club. Like every song that comes on, it's a Future song.
The strip club I went to here was so ratchet that I don't know that I heard any music. Like you get your dick grabbed, and there's a lot of fine women there. I don't know what was playing.
Well, that sounds like heaven to me.
Hey, bro. Hey, I only been to one other strip club like that, bro. This shit was amazing. Just saying. Anyway, is that all the music we got to cover this week?
I guess, man. I mean, since, you know, the rap war is not really a war.
So that's all the music we got this week. So we get our check.
Yeah, man.
In your weekly discussion about Africa, you blame the Zika virus on Africa.
It sounds African to me. Zika.
Zika. Is it Zika? Zika?
Who knows, man?
I don't know. But there's been an outbreak, and this time it's in Texas. It's not me.
Oh, shit.
It's not me. Dallas County, Texas. Apparently, it can be transmitted through sex.
God damn it.
So it was just mosquito bites, but now they're saying it's sex, and symptoms last from several days to weeks. It can't be cured, but it can be treated. Requires a medical diagnosis, lab tests. This is like this shit. Again, every year we have a virus.
Mm-hmm.
The conspiracy theorists say that the vaccination is owned by the Rockefeller family. So it's already started. What do you think about this shit? Why do we have this every year? There's always one.
Hey, man, they trying to keep us, get our attention away from something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that water in Flint?
Yeah, it might be that. It might be like, hey, we need the attention to switch. And, you know, fear drives. It's a presidential race, so we need some fear so we can get people to vote. Because this person said they're going to stop this and that. So, you know, it's all par for the course, man.
Got low gas prices.
So they saying a person that gets bit by a mosquito can carry this disease and then give it away sexually?
Yep.
Get the fuck. What the fuck?
Hey, man, this shit is. Hey, I don't even know what to think anymore. Like, what is all this fear mongering doing? What's the purpose? Like, we've got officials in Flint that are poisoning kids. These motherfuckers are done, bruh. They're fucking up people's lives, and they still walking around free. So instead of talking about that, or the water's so bad that they can't even, they got plumbers going up. There's like 3,000 plumbers that are going up there to volunteer to help the shit. They're saying that the situation's so bad that they gotta change all the pipes. Like, we can't clean shit. Ain't no filter for this. We gotta change all the pipes, nigga.
I told you, the whole infrastructure had to be changed. I knew that. I was like, yo, they can't, you can't, you know what I'm saying? That problem can't just be fixed. They're going to have to put new piping down through the whole fucking city.
That's crazy as fuck to me.
Dog, that's going to be, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you repipe a whole city?
They got to figure that out. So in the meantime, while that's going on, let's just go ahead and pop this out about the Zika virus. Last year was the flu. The regular ass flu was killing people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got all these anti-vaxxers and shit, so the flu apparently became super strong. We got smallpox coming back, we got whooping cough, and then we got the Zika virus.
So we're gonna have polio and the mumps and shit like that. Niggas gonna be.
This shit is. I'm just tired, man. Like, I feel like I need a break from life.
The measles.
What is it? The shingles is from the chicken pox?
Oh, hey, look. Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. So, I'm a little part-time job, man.
A job?
Yes, man. You know, word on the streets is, you know, nigga back home telling the nigga, like, you know, my buddy, he drive cabs and shit, said he picked a nigga up in the cab. And nigga, you know, I don't know how I came up. I ain't talked to you in 15 years. But, you know, in terms of he heard I was... I ain't had a job in 3 years. I'm living off my woman down here in Florida. Really? Really, my nigga? I wish life was that sweet. I really do. I do wish life that sweet. But anyway, I'm at work. Some dude tell, he come like, yo, man, he got shingles. So, you know, I'm black. I don't know what the fuck shingles is. You need to stay the fuck away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. They're like, man, it's not contagious. I'm like, man, y'all niggas say that shit, man. But yeah, he caught that shit. So, I don't know what.
He got it. He looking red like a motherfucking bee.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on? He looking like Shawn Michaels after I quit, man.
He
He's lumber. You ought to see this man. Like, I was just like, yo, what the fuck is shingles do that? It's very painful, man. And this, yo, man.
So the person that you work with is one of them motherfuckers that kind of work with limbs hanging off.
Hey, oh,
I hate, like, if you sick, stay your ass at home.
Thank you. I can't stand that. This motherfucker came to work sick the other day. He gonna mark his pallet jack and shit he used, and he put a sign on it called the plague. Like, he's sick. Like, you need to stay your fucking ass home.
Stay home.
You ain't going, you ain't helping nobody out by being here hacking up, coughing. And I mean, just because you put a sign on the shit you touching, don't fucking sanitize the air that you breathing in, you little mongrel. You know, oh my God.
Jesus Christ. So if they come out with this report and say, hey, we need you to get the Zika virus vaccine. Are you
ain't
going?
Getting shit.
Are you taking the kids again?
Hell no.
You're a smart man. You know, I just eat food, motherfucker. Yeah. Take care of your health, and you know, stop sticking your dick in rogue females, and you might not have a lot of these issues.
Yeah, if a chick came from out of country, man, do not fuck with her for about 60 days, bro. Straight up.
Hey, you can't be out here on that Peter.
Yes, thing, people. If they travel outside the country, do not fuck with them for 30 days. Let their ass clean themselves out. You don't know what the fuck they done got into in another country, man. That's why I'm only going to Switzerland, fucking Amsterdam, and I'm bringing my ass back home. I ain't going nowhere else in the world, man. That's it.
That's it. You think those places are safe?
They're the only places that I deem like, you know, that I really want to visit, and I don't have to worry about too much shit. Switzerland, Amsterdam, and the good old USA. I might even go to Canada, you know what I'm saying?
Canada's dope. You should definitely be watching Rev Runs the World. Have you watched that at all?
Nope, but I did start watching Fargo.
God damn it, I got Fargo on the DVR and ain't watched it. Rev Runs the World did go to Switzerland. He did go to Amsterdam. It's worth checking out and realizing that there's only like 2 black people outside this country.
Hey, man, that's fine with me. I went to a school with a lot of white people. I'm comfortable. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'd be okay. I'm not one of them niggas that get too hesitant around white people when they're in the room with whites, but I can maneuver the room. I mean, you know, I can talk sports with anybody, so that's always a good icebreaker. You know
talking sports is good.
Look, I ain't mad. Like, I like your team, just to, you know what I'm saying, we can be comfortable.
Okay, now depending on the week, that might not be far-fetched. Like, who are you a fan of right now?
In what? What sport are we talking about?
Soccer? All of them. Just talk about all the sports, because you got like 35 teams. We'd probably be here all day.
I do not have 35 teams. I have okay. 3 fucking teams.
How many baseball teams do you have?
I got 1 baseball team. Okay, 2 baseball teams.
See what I'm saying? Okay, how many football teams do you have?
1.
Really?
Yes.
Which one team is that?
The Eagles.
That's it?
Yes.
It's not the Falcons?
There's an asterisk beside that.
What's the asterisk for?
In case the Panthers lose the Super Bowl.
So
Panthers lose the Super Bowl, I'm going to have 3 teams. I'm going to have the Eagles, the Panthers, and the Jaguars. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so then what about basketball?
Oh, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. In NBA, college basketball, like Duke, college football, of course, Gators, and, you know, and that's it.
That's a lot of teams, man. That's all I'm saying. You mentioned the Gators. You know, we kind of got a role in the TV talk, I think. We watch Friday Night Tights.
Yes.
We got to see a team called the Gators beat the dog shit out of your Outlaws.
Hey, them jerseys were sweet. I said, woo!
That was probably the best ones I've seen outside of the Outlaws. That was the best jersey I've seen. What was the score? It was like 47-10?
That was 24-9.
Oh, shit. That was the other game I was watching, 47-10. Yeah. Even the moms on the team was like, we looking like the Colts.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, first of all, lady, we ain't got the same team we had last year either. Like, you know, we ain't got no day out here.
I'm glad they said that. Like, they waited till the end of the episode to say that, but I'm glad that they said that.
I knew the Outlaws had problems, you know. Now, I'm not trying to be racist. They had too many white boys on their team.
Oh, come on, German. It's Black History Month.
And it wasn't just because they're white. It was the kind of white boys they had on their team. It was like they were just trying to fill roster spots. Like, because I was like, the boys don't look like no outlaw type white boys. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and yeah, Outlaws got problems. They do not, like, they got the running back playing quarterback now. He's not, you know, like, it's...
It was bad. Like, I didn't realize it until, you know, they were talking, Mo was talking, and he was like, yo, I thought he was crazy coming up here. Like, you know, I'm going to support him, but I thought he was crazy. You didn't think he was too crazy because you took that job. But when they started talking about the teams that couldn't afford it, the families that couldn't afford this and their players, I was like, yo, that's... They lost half their team.
Yeah.
They lost half their team. That's fucked up. It's hard to win anywhere when you lose that many motherfuckers.
Exactly.
So when you look at the other Outlaws with a Z that's playing in Typha, They was like, I didn't even know people shopped their kids around like that. Like, we had the same players for 5-6 years. So
they had no choice. They tell them they got 5,000 people.
Yeah, that's true. So you got to do what you got to do. That's weird. So when you do, when you show up for your coaching, when you getting your team together, is it like that type of situation where all these people, kids show up and they pick teams? Or?
Basically, okay, this is how our situation go. Now, you have first dibs on the players that you had the year before. So, like, for anybody on my team that played for me last season, I got first choice. Like, if they got to, you know, unless, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to play for me no more or whatever. Like, nobody can take my player from me until, like, you know what I'm saying. You know, it's a certain little amount of time. But, you know, I can't go out there and grab nobody else's player either if they played on somebody else's team.
Unless they want to play for the other team, right?
Unless they want to play for the other team. Okay. You know, so that's what it got to be. They got to want to play for the other team. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you can't just go get them. But they give me, like, you know, first, they give me, like, a little first dibs or whatever. So, anyway. And then, like, you just sign up for the park you want to play for. Like, if that team get full, like, you know what I'm saying, the little perennial powerhouse, they fill up fast. Most times, he already know who's going to be on his team. And, you know, so, boom, that team full quick. So then everybody else, then they just put people, you know, kind of where you live at, you know, where you get to practice and stuff like that, you know. But this year, we starting practice this Saturday, man. We're going to start off-season workouts this week.
Wait, you just finished the season.
I know, but we starting off-season workouts this Saturday.
So when does the season start back up?
August.
And you're starting to practice when?
Saturday, February the 6th. Yeah.
And the season starts when?
Man, August the 20th.
What the fuck are you doing, Jer?
Just off-season workouts, you know. Working with my quarterback and my center, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do a little, you know, keep them in, you know, shape. You know, I don't want nobody getting all fat or something over the summer. Like, it's only going to be twice a month, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, until, you know, we get closer, then we might meet, you know, like every week, every weekend. Just a Saturday for about 2 hours. That's all we're going to do. God, get together. Man. Work out the kid, you know, get my quarterback. Look, I want him to be running that fucking offense so smooth on day one. That shit gonna be like, listen, man, the quarterback I got, man, this kid is fucking, man, he might be special. That's all I'm gonna say. He might be special. And so I want to go ahead and work with him as much as I can, get him ready, because you can't start in August if you want to win. You got to start before then, man. So
make sure that you get him to throw a title spiral and Justice Hurt.
Oh, man, fucking Justice.
That shit is. He has the worst.
Justice did this. Justice got his motherfucking ass handed to him. That's all they have said before. That team not that good. Women, is you crazy? They came out on the first play. They said, what play y'all want to run? They was like, they ran that little sneaky.
Yeah. Yo, man, I don't. And I feel bad because. Can I say this? He's not a likable kid. But he's not likable. He's not likable because of him. He's not likable because of his parents.
His mom and sisters. Like, they act like this dude is a stud.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, Justin, he's not that big. It's just like, yo, like, I don't. He's a good football player. You know what I'm saying? I don't take that away from him. But it's just like his parents act like this man is fucking, like, he Johnny Manziel or something. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, he's acting like Johnny Manziel, too. Out there talking shit. Like, the first play in the game. After they ran that play, he came over to the sideline. Hey, these guys aren't fast. You see one play, nigga? Well, I got to take that back because of editing. We don't know. We don't know when he said that. That could have been at the end of the game.
Exactly.
The editing of this season is trash. So I don't know when he said that. But they showed it after the first play. Now, we've seen, I saw, like you said, the Seahawks coach. He had 35 hairstyles last episode.
Told you, man. This shit was crazy.
He had the box. Then when they showed him talking, he had the curl. Then when he was coaching, he had no hair. I said, whoa, Jerry was on point when he said this shit. I didn't realize it was that bad.
But yes.
Everything, like, is trash, bro.
Like, we 3-0. This is our second game. Like, hold on. But I thought
that shit was trash, man. These teams are falling apart already. These teams, the Seahawks, are falling apart. They already lost the coach. That was the coach for the Outlaws that quit, right?
Yeah, the one DC. Did he quit? He came back, though, didn't he?
They lost the coach. I don't know if it was him, but one of the coaches said, yeah, you know, we fighting each other every time, so I'm not going to coach anymore.
Okay.
So he's not. I think they down. The Seahawks are down to look like two coaches.
Is him the little Mexican-looking guy? He's still there, right?
Oh, so then it's three. The head coach, the black dude, and then the Mexican dude.
Okay.
So they got the three coaches left. And then he was just yelling. Like, do you yell at your players that often?
Nah, like, not like that. I get mad, like, you know, I don't yell. Like, nah. I might scream. But see, I don't yell like that. Not like that. I don't never tear into nobody. Like, and then not in front of everybody. Like, I might be like, no, I don't yell like that. No, I don't. I take that back.
I mean, this shit was so extra. He was yelling like a motherfucker. Then he dragging the kid. If you making the kid run and you got to drag him, you've already lost.
Yeah.
Like,
and then because what you're doing is that's bad coaching because A, you're taking time from instruction to go deal with one kid. You let him go run. You just go tell him to run. So if it take him 3 minutes, it take him 5 minutes, whatever. But you don't walk away and dedicate time like that. You pull him up to the side later, you know. But you don't do that. Walk away from what you're doing with the other kids. Now it's a spectacle. You know what I'm saying? Everybody watching. Right. You know. So if he just would have let that little man take his time, get his head together, come on back, then you pull him to the side like when it's a water break, and you talk to him before he go get some water. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, but you don't do all that. That was I was just like, bad coaching.
I think they're trying to see how far they can go before the show gets canceled. Like,
I mean, canceled. They say Netflix might be picking it up, man. Netflix might get a hand on it.
If Netflix get a hold of it, it's gonna get worse. Because the dude said on TV, you don't get water this week because of how y'all played last week. You can't say that.
Who did he coach with last year?
I don't remember.
He was the coach that had the baby on him at practice. That was him. What team was that? It was
that was the fucking Colts then.
Okay, he was with the Colts. Okay.
He was the coach. We remember baby dude.
That's baby dude. He still got the baby there. I was like, man,
yeah, he's strong.
I was just like, yo, that's the dude. I was just like, which team? I couldn't remember which team he was from.
It was the Colts. God damn. You can't say that shit on TV, bro.
He was just cussing fuck. I was just like, yo, what the fuck, man? This dude, man, like, man. You
can't do that shit, man. I got tired watching that episode. Like, as an adult, to be dealing with kids like that and yelling at kids all day, I got exhausted. I was like, this is just some bullshit. I wouldn't be that coach. I'd be like the Outlaws coach with the Z. They hanging out, they kicking it, they practicing once a week, and they get on the field and they whoop people's ass. That's how it's supposed to go. But I can't be yelling at you, talking about, you crying? Get up out my face with that crying. What is that? Kids, these are little boys. They gonna cry. They gonna cry after every loss. They gonna cry when you embarrass them. They gonna cry when you making them hit. They gonna cry.
Yep.
How many kids do you have crying in practice?
Man, this year, man, I ain't had no crybabies, man. I ain't had none. I had zero crybabies.
So do you?
Like, they might get mad, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, little kid get hurt, that they'll, you know what I'm saying? I let them know, like, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, no crybabies and shit, man.
Do you think that's because you made them tougher? Or?
Well, not. I just had a good bunch of kids and shit. They were all young. Like, I got the majority of my team coming back. You know what I'm saying? Because they were all, like, 9 and 10. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm going to have a bunch of 11-year-olds on my team. And they were tough. And, you know, they took their lumps this year. So, I mean, you know, we going to be all right.
Well, especially if they start practicing now for August.
Listen, man. Hey.
It's Texas-type training right here.
Man, we ain't doing nothing but just damn, you know, it's not an official practice, man. It's just us. You know, I just so happen to run into these kids at the park and we just tossing the football around, man.
You just so happen to run into these kids at the park?
Yes.
At the same time?
Yes. And so hopefully my people see me out, they're like, hey, this dude be out here with these kids. I might, hey, come up on another 6-7 studs, you know what I'm saying? Just being at the park. And the next thing you know, I got my full complete team before August. Everybody signed up. We ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Just don't be out there looking like Coach Fred, man. He asking the players to bring in any big dudes they know from school.
Bruh, that's what you got to do.
God, this seems so sad. Like, this is the mighty Outlaws.
Can I say something, man? Yeah. Can I say something, man? Yeah. How awkward does it look, you as a grown man riding around, see a group of boys outside, you go, hey, how old are you? Come on, man, look crazy.
That's true. That's like this. That kind of thinking is why I don't go watch kids play sports. There's a park right down the street.
That's okay to go watch them play sports.
I don't know. I just feel like that's wrong. Watch
in the park swinging on the merry-go-round, that's pretty different. You sitting there.
I just don't be involved, man. It's just weird. It's weird. But now he's out there. The kid that Fred was showing, they showed the previews for next week. The kid that Fred was working with was Fred's size.
Yeah.
He was big as him. He's like, I got to go get you some grown man clothes. This motherfucker's huge. So did he pick him up off the street?
He had to.
Damn.
Fred ain't got no line. Fred is hurting over there, man.
But what is that? So he's buying that building? So they're going to have Outlaws headquarters?
Hey, Fred, listen, he got a lot of money tied up in this team, bro.
That real estate's something else, bro. Is he even doing real estate anymore?
He got to. He got to fund that somehow.
Snoop paying for that.
No, Snoop is not. Snoop, you to be in the league, you pay a percentage to be in the league, man. It ain't.
But you got a job. He's got a job. He's like the commissioner of the Southern Snoop League.
Okay. That's you think it's like a, man. No.
So you think he's volunteering for that job?
No, bro. I'm telling you, man, the way that these little leagues set up, man, he got regions, right? So he's the of that little region. It might just be four or five teams in that little league. You know what, man? There's not no money in that. Man, y'all got to raise money. That's why it costs money to play. You see what they say? They couldn't afford the cost to play. Like, it's money involved, man. Like, with the Outlaws, it was supposed to be $175. It probably went up considerably once they joined Snoop League that people couldn't pay it. Yeah, think about it.
Go to California. And they was like, shit, we can't afford that shit.
Yeah.
Old girl said she pay $1 a pound. She said she pay $1 a pound up to 150 pounds. She pay $1 a pound. Bring your kid.
Damn.
They need some help out there, man. That's all I'm saying. But it was an interesting episode, man. It's, you know, seeing how these cats play, seeing Justice, the whole family, the Hurt family. They already got enemies.
Got the Zion mama. Ooh, I love that woman. Ooh.
Zion. Now, which one is Zion's mom?
She the one that was out there talking like the one that said, we look like the coast. Or like the one that was the mom
talking,
that was...
She was talking all that shit.
She was like, we ain't got nothing out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to find out what our kids are good at. And I was like, all right, then.
Oh, she was the one that said she'll lose some weight. Yeah. She was like, I'll lose some weight.
Yeah, she was... But now the other dude's mom, Edwards. His mom had on them stretch pants with the camouflage looking shit screaming. Go ahead, Outlaws! I was like, oh, sit your ass down, man.
I'm glad. I think they showed that mom from season one time. I don't know if her son's still out there or not, but I think they showed her in the crowd. I was like, that looked like her. I was like, is that her?
Can't be scoping out the moms of the crowd, bro. You gotta stop it. What else did you watch this week? Because that's pretty much all I got for TV talk. You don't watch.
Oh man, this week, like I said, started watching Fargo, season one. It's interesting. It's like a dark comedy drama type deal. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's got your boy, what's his name, Billy Bob Thornton in it. They got a lot of people from. They got Better Call Saul. He's in it. Who else? It's a lot of people from other shows. You see them, you're like, oh shit, that's Buddy from such and such. So,
speaking of Better Call Saul, they come back next week, right?
Yeah, Better Call Saul will be back in the building. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's Monday nights or Sunday nights. I can't remember. Then Walking Dead comes back on Sunday, next Sunday, Valentine's Day. So I already told the wife, you know what I'm saying, cut the plan short, 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Walking Dead coming on, you know what I'm saying? So whatever, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be done by 8:59. So, yeah.
You ain't shit.
I'm just being real. She knows this. She's, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, February 14th ain't no different than goddamn November the 3rd. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know a nigga love you. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. What else? Suits. Watch Suits? That. Yeah, Suits is pretty good. Found out who the mole was. You know what I'm saying? So, shit then got real on Suits. They thought they was getting out of it. But then, boom, boom, boom. Nah, not that easy. Found out who the mole was. I'm gonna go ahead and reveal it. Fuck it. It was Litz girl, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Too late for that.
Did you watch American Story? What's the one that GQ wanted us to watch?
The OJ one? Nah, I ain't watched that yet.
Nah, I ain't watched that shit.
I gotta let it build up, man. I'm a binge watcher, man. I'm a binger. You know what I'm saying? So I hate it. Certain shows I can deal with the week to week thing, and some shows I just can't deal with it. So I like to let it build up, like, you know, 2-4 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna check it out. You know, I might cave in the next week if the public talk get too heavy for me. I might have to let me go watch it.
I haven't heard anybody say nothing about it.
Yeah,
even on social media, nobody's streaming. It's not running up my timeline, so it must not be a shit.
Yeah, BZ hit me up. Was like, you gotta fucking watch that. I mean, you know, just tell you, if you never listen to anything I say, watch that show. You know what I'm saying?
GQ, the one he wanted us to watch was American Crime. It comes on Wednesday night. It's a little series on ABC that I haven't watched yet. I got two recorded.
Okay, yeah. I tried to get into that show, man. I just can't get into it. it's like, you know, too many ABC shows, they start running, like, you know, especially, I can't watch it. I told you, I think Shonda Rhimes got something to do with that too, probably. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? I tried to watch it, man. It just, I couldn't get into it. It was just, network TV shows, man, they got to be special for me to watch, man, because it's something about network TV. They look like they just different. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no cussing, ain't no too much, you know what I'm saying? So, when the network shows, man, like, Fox will give you a little edgy shit, but ABC and CBS and, you know, NBC, well, NBC shows are pretty good. Like, I ain't gonna lie. NBC got the best network shows, I think, in my opinion.
Nah, I don't watch enough of those shows. It seems like everything on TV is a drama, and I don't fucking watch dramas. So I don't know what the fuck's on TV. It's ESPN, wrestling, and HGTV. That's pretty much. I have the old man playlist. That's pretty much what I watch. I did fuck around and go to the movies twice last week though.
Whoa, big spender!
Man, big spender, man. I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? Empty theater, right, son. I rented out the whole theater. Out the whole theater, bro. But nobody in that bitch with me.
Damn.
I saw Ride Along too.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I watched it last week too.
Good movie, man. It's not as good as the first one, but
it is. It's better than the first one.
You think so? I didn't think so. I was like, man,
the story is way better.
The story is better. I just didn't think the comedy wasn't up to par, I guess is what it was.
I think it was a better story because I think, you know what I'm saying, it was just more like, you know.
But we've seen this story how many times though?
But it's like, we got two subpar actors. That's what you're gonna get. Hey.
But how many times can you tell the story of the guy that has all the ties and does the philanthropy, which is also a slime ball, and then y'all get caught? It's the same story, bro. We've seen that story. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It was good, though. But I also saw 50 Shades of Black.
You mean 50 Shades of Grey?
No, 50 Shades of Black.
What's 50 Shades of Black saw, right?
Marlon Williams parody.
Marlon Williams. That's the dude.
Marlon Wayans. God damn it. You know I'm terrible with names. Don't ask me that shit. Marlon Wayans' parody of 50 Shades of Grey is 50 Shades of Black. And it is terrible, nigga.
Did you see 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Oh, okay.
I imagine that was terrible. This was fucking horrible, bro. I didn't even... Look, there was nobody in the theater. And I walked out.
Damn.
I had to pee, and I just didn't come back. I said, fuck it. Fuck it. I don't want to see no more of this shit. I don't know. He's doing the circuit, so you've seen him on all the talk shows and all the radio shows promoting this. This is the worst. And I like parody movies. I like Naked Guns, and I like Airplanes, and I like a lot of this shit. But this is worse than Soul Plane. This shit is trash.
Damn. Soul Plane? You think Soul Plane was bad?
No. Everybody thinks Soul Plane is bad. I thought Soul Plane was decent. But the consensus is that Soul Plane is a terrible movie. This is worse than Soul Plane. For the general public.
What's the best parody movie of all time in your opinion?
Ooh, shit. I don't know. You got me off guard on that one. I have no idea.
It's got to be the Naked Gun, right? I mean, it's got to be one of them.
But then Airplane was really fucking funny, too.
What was the line for Airplane? That's the most famous line from the movie.
That one was speaking jive, probably.
No, it was, God, it was from Airplane. No. It was, sometimes call me Shirley. Well, it's like, he's like, don't call me Shirley. Yeah,
don't call me Shirley.
Yeah.
that, those are good movies to me, but this one was terrible.
But Leslie Nielsen, he was a GOAT.
Parody. GOAT, bro. The GOAT. He delivered that shit with no emotion at all. He was perfect.
Which one was the Dragnet one? No. The Dragnet, no. That was one of the, never mind.
You turn it into me. You fucking up names. That's my job. Stay in your lane, bro. There is about 7 or 8 dick jokes in the first hour. And when I say dick jokes, I'm talking about you see dick in the movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I was already like, what the fuck is going on? This is ridiculous. The funniest part of the whole movie was Afion Crockett when he was playing The Weeknd. But he was The Weeknd. Fuck, you don't listen to R&B, so I don't know if you fuck with The Weeknd like that.
I know who The Weeknd is.
I'm just saying. He looks like The Weeknd, and he's singing and fucking. That shit was great. But having his dick drag behind him on the ground, having the stereotypical ghetto white girl that does all the black sayings with it. Like, all that shit, it was played. It was played the fuck out, man. So if you want to see that, support black movies or whatever. I didn't see that though. I am probably gonna see Star Wars this week. You know, I think I'm gonna go see a movie, and that's it. I don't know what else is out to see, but that's it for me. I still haven't seen Creed. Is Creed good?
Creed is awesome.
But like Creed will make you cry, right? I keep hearing this.
Hey man, Creed is good as fuck, man.
So now I gotta find where Creed is playing.
I can tell you when we get online.
No, man. I gotta go out and spend $35 to go see the movie.
Bruh, I can tell you where it's.
I want my money back, Marlon Wayans. I want my money back. It was $9 for the ticket, and it was like $8 for the soda. I just want my money back.
That's what I'm saying. Man. Damn. $8 soda. Damn. Well, that $20 go to the movie. God damn.
Hey, bro, I was upset. You know how hard it was for me to walk out that movie after spending that much money?
I'm saving my coins until I go to Batman Superman come out, man. That's the next one I'm going to see, man.
Are you doing opening weekend, though?
I probably will, you know me. You know, gotta go ahead and get above it, you know, before I get online. Then I don't get to go to the movies and see it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the weirdo's gonna be out for that. It's gonna be people in fully dressed in Batman and Superman costumes.
And I don't live in one of them weirdo towns, man. We don't do that shit around here.
There's another movie coming out too. Mike Epps has a movie coming out. I believe it's in April. Called Meet the Blacks.
Did I just mention Batman versus Superman? You gonna follow that up with Mike Epps?
Because I'm still talking about black shit.
Oh, okay. It is Black History Month.
Man,
go ahead.
Black History Month, man. It's called Meet the Blacks. It's got everybody in it, and it's a parody of The Purge. So black family moves into a white neighborhood. The Purge is going down that night, and all the comedy ensues. Make sure you check that out on Facebook. They'll give you a better image of it than I can. Yeah.
To see that shit.
Yeah, just when I saw the damn preview, it was like 30 seconds of preview. I was like, yo, I'm in for this shit, bro.
Nigga, just from you telling me this, I'm in, nigga.
Gotta go see that shit. So that's coming out in April. It's something else, but yeah, I tried to support, you know what I'm saying? I tried to get my black support in. Marlon Wayans, that movie is trash, bro. What do we got? Super Bowl talk? Are we doing predictions again? I feel like we've done this.
Did we do other predictions?
I feel like we've done predictions every time.
You might have changed your mind. So, all right, we did talk about the Super Bowl. It has been like a month between the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. So
the only thing I've changed my mind about is that I definitely want Cam to win. Like, I was hoping he won, but I definitely want him to win.
Okay, well, so, all right, I'm going to go ahead and tell you like this, man. Vegas has been talking about how overwhelmingly the money's been on the damn Panthers. Now I find out that the referee who's reffing the game, Broncos are 5-0 with him at refereeing the game. Not that that matters, but, you know, hey, who knows? You know what I'm saying? And his name's like Chet Heselman, or who, I don't know what the fucking name is. But anyway, I just feel like some fuckery is going to happen, man. And I'm nervous. If you're going to bet, put some money on the Broncos. I mean, you know, Panthers not covering the spread. Because even if they do win, I think it's going to be like they're not going to cover the spread. So that's my bet. So go take the Broncos, take the points, and, you know, win some money. You know, drop my 10% off, you know, in KingJones.com. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you mentioned Vegas, and we talk about football. Did you hear about the Raiders possibly moving to Vegas?
That's not going to happen. That'd be the most corrupt team in the most corrupt city. Not gonna happen. Can't have that. There will never be a pro franchise in Vegas, man. I got your money maker. It's the casinos and shit. You're not gonna get a sports franchise. No.
Wouldn't it be the perfect setup though? Like,
too much money? Pressure.
What do you mean to not win? Because if you're in Vegas, they're gonna think that the fix is in.
Exactly. So you know, no, we gotta stay away from franchises in Vegas, man.
That would be the perfect. Can you imagine going to Vegas for the week and gambling and being able to go to a pro sports game?
You can go see a fight.
Yeah, you can always go see a fight. But have you ever been to a real fight?
Yes.
Like when you pay to go in and watch motherfuckers fight?
This shit is ridiculous.
I don't want to be in that environment, bro.
This shit is just.
I don't, because it's a lot of motherfuckers just gas and extra hype for no reason. Like somebody going to step on your shoe and you're going to die. Niggas extra for no reason. They pre-gaming like all week.
Oh, shit.
And then they show up for this fight and they want to see niggas. Niggas are swinging. You know, we shadow box. We watching the fight and somebody gonna get killed. I don't want to do that, man. That's pineapples. I'm not comfortable with that whole shit. I'm going Team Cam. You're going with Manning for the goddamn money. Did you hear the Rams are talking about bringing Manning in if he wants to play again?
Hey, I knew you'd rejoice. I knew it's all right. I was like, yeah.
That is the most disgusting idea I have ever. If you want to see somebody die on the football field, put Manning on the Rams. He'll fucking die in the game.
Oh, man.
We have no line. So, like, they had to be trolling us. This had to be just a troll move to say, hey, we can put some asses in the seats. Hollywood, Manning, it's a perfect match. This shit is trash. Y'all will get him killed. Don't do that. Don't do that, bro. You got to keep it 100 this week on here.
Yeah, I do know that.
Because I'm gonna save the other one for the keep it 100 part two.
Oh, shit. So I already said a part two.
Part two. So the first one you got is for the coaches.
Oh, yeah, man. Keep 100, man. Coaches. I've been watching college basketball lately since, the football been drying up. And I noticed a lot of these coaches, like, berating these players and talking shit to them and chewing them out. You know what I'm saying? On national TV and shit. Like, you know, the coach from Arizona. I forgot what his name is, but basketball coach from Arizona. He, like, you know what I'm saying? He, like, berated the kid. And I'm just like, first of all, you know what I'm saying? The dude is not getting paid to play basketball for you. You the one getting paid. So, you know what I'm saying? Now, and if the roles were reversed and the kid was talking trash to the coach like that, that'd be on TV trashing him, talking about he's not, look at him, he exploded, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't accept authority. But listen, coaches, keep your fucking hands off the players. And if you're going to berate somebody and motherfucking, don't do it. Do it behind closed doors. That in the game shit, on TV shit, that shit ain't cool, man. Because like I said, these niggas not getting paid to play fucking sports. You know, college coaches, the only people getting paid is the coaches. Players are fucking free labor. You know what I'm saying? So don't do them like that. Don't do them like that. I see it in football. See it in basketball. That shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind you yelling at them and shit. That I'm okay with that. But when you do it in public, on TV, and sometimes they deserve it. But nah, fuck that. They don't deserve that shit. That's embarrassing. You do that shit behind closed doors. You can throw fucking chairs and shit behind closed doors when you want to. But don't do that shit in public, man. Nah.
Hey, I'm with you on that, man. In college, we didn't have it happen this year. Maybe in the next couple years, we get them top five recruits to go to an HBCU. I'm just waiting for it to happen. We saw a lot of people flip-flopping this year. But I want to see that. There was one guy went from D1 school to, like, Alcorn State or some shit.
Oh, shit.
I need to see more of that. We need to see y'all commit to the schools that actually care about y'all. You know what I'm saying? The Keep It 100 Part 2. I saw a video. I feel like this may have come from B.E.Z. or you. It was one of you motherfuckers who have no coof sent this goddamn text, and it's a chick and a dude fucking.
Oh, I sent that
in front of a baby. Now, when I say in front of a baby, I don't mean the motherfucker sleep in the room. I mean the baby is sitting up watching them fuck and crying. Like, he's fully aware that something's happening to mama that's making her make noise. And this nigga behind him is doing something, and the baby's crying, and they keep fucking. God damn it! First of all, fair foul.
Foul as fuck.
You can't do
that. That was a little girl watching her mama get plowed from the rear. That nigga had no motherfucking conscious about it. He like, yo, that ain't my kid, nigga. And he was just digging the mama, and he had her pressed down, nigga. He was like, and the little baby, like, oh, what the fuck?
So foul as fuck. Then you had the nigga outside the room recording. So yes. We have a dude recording the baby watching his mama get fucked by some dude. Fair foul.
Foul!
You can't. Look, so we know who the dude was that recorded. This is the dude that got the ride. Like, he the one that drove. So, the dude that's in there fucking,
I think they was running Trisnane on the girl.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man. Or either he was over there like, oh, yeah, like you said, he might have been just a ride. Hey, man, take me over here. Niggas in there, because it looked like he was aware that the dude was recording, too.
He was definitely aware he recorded, which is why I know that he's the one that drove him over there.
Because think about it. The nigga was fucking the girl. He still had his, like, clothes on. So, you know she wasn't nobody special. Because nigga still had, you knew a nigga was recording because he still had his boxes and shit on. And, you know what I'm saying? So, he was fucking through the dick hole. You know what I'm saying? So
this is the ultimate sign of disrespect.
Yes.
So, let's keep it all the way 100. This is where the Keep It 100 comes in. Have you ever fucked a chick in front
of the baby? No. Oh, have I? Oh, okay.
In front of the baby. And whether the baby's asleep or not, that's all on your story. But have you done it?
I may have.
Did you feel bad about it during or after?
I felt horrible.
But you
continue. To the point that I came fast. And
Wait. That's not your story.
What
your
you mean?
Your story that you come fast anyway.
No.
Play that on the baby.
No. My story was that it was just uncomfortable, so I just hurried and got it over with. And you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, I kind of woke the baby up in the process, so then, you know, she had to get the baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, get the baby crying. You know what I'm saying? You know?
I feel like it's disrespectful. If a chick will fuck you in front of a baby, that means that your dick ain't shit.
Yeah, or it just means, like, you know, she ain't shit. Like, I ain't no fucking front of your baby laying in the bed with you.
So, like, your dick ain't shit and she ain't shit.
Tell the story. He told me, he said one time he was fucking this girl, she had a baby in the bed.
In the bed?
Yes, he said, this baby was right there in the bed with us. That's what I'm saying. So my boy said he was knocking this chick down one time. He said he was just, he said, he look over, he said, little man, just stare at me in my eyes. He said, little man, he said,
this is the fucked up shit. Oh my God. That's.
A certain person on staff was telling me a story about them hitting somebody in front of a baby. Like, I mean, it's just, yo, man, I'm pretty sure it'll be easy to have a funny story. I'm pretty sure his low life, he probably does it, man. You know,
can't be fucking in front of the kids, bruh.
That shit is like, you know, I mean, I couldn't do that in front of my kids. Like, I was just like, nah.
So in front of somebody else's kids, it's all good.
No, I mean, no, I just think that's wrong. Like, and if I walked in and I seen somebody fucking, like if I had a baby mama and I came and she was fucking some nigga in front of, like, you know, I'd be like, yo, I'm mad at both them niggas. Like, yo, nigga, you wrong. You don't fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. That's the ultimate, like you said, ultimate form of disrespect, man.
God damn. Nigga, I needed that laugh. I know that shit. Fellas, if you out there and, you know, the chick's trying to get in, should they turn it down? Like,
man, he would tell him put the baby up, man. Like, damn, like, the baby ain't got to be right there. Like, that shit is not. Come on, man. She not gonna know what's going on. How do you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. Like, that shit is just nasty.
The amount of savagery in that video. Wasn't the bed on the floor too?
No, it was like a little small ass, like a baby bed. It was like a kid bed. Like, that bed was small as fuck.
Like, it was a twin mat. It wasn't a box spring. It was just like a twin mattress on the floor.
Yeah,
that's just bad, man.
No headboard, man.
Savagery. Well, can't put no headboard on the floor. Ain't no fucking bed rail or nothing.
They was one of them, no frame or nothing. It was just on the
mattress on the goddamn floor, man. Damn, bro. Hey, I guess you gotta get it in how you get it in. I don't know. That's pretty bad though. The baby's sitting there watching, crying.
Mm.
You still just fucking. How do you even stay ready with a goddamn baby in the room? Like, I don't know, man. I got questions.
She must have some good pussy. For me to block out the baby right there, lights on. Like, come on, man. At least have the lights off. You know what I'm saying?
Lights,
like,
on, broad daylight.
Like, come on, man. Like, man.
He had to be doing, and you recorded it. So, you disrespecting the baby, you disrespecting the girl, and the baby daddy, because you can't be the baby daddy.
Is that, you're not the baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? And then the girl disrespected. She disrespected herself, her baby, and her baby daddy.
There's a lot of assholes going around when that video makes it out.
Yes.
Like, if that's your BM, bruh, you guys to kill this dude.
If she show up with a black eye, man, I wouldn't listen. I might say it was justified, but hopefully it was done by another girl.
Somebody got to die. Somebody got to die.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be fucking my girl in front of my baby, bruh. Like, how do you have that conversation? Bro, I'm saying, I saw the video, man. You was fucking my girl in front of my baby, bro. Like, that's, I don't know how that goes. Anyway, man, you got your winners and losers this week, bro.
Oh, man, my winner this week is Meek Mill, man. He's been taking a lot of L's lately, but this week he's my winner. He fired back quick at Drake, and the shit wasn't whack. It was pretty hot. He came with some bars, you know, we like the bars. So, Meek Mill, you're my winner this week, man. And you get to fuck Nicki Minaj every night. You know what I'm saying? That's not a bad deal. I mean, she's the baddest chick, but she ain't, you know, she aight. You know, she got more money than you. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, shout out to Meek Mill. He's the winner. My loser this week, man, I'm going to go with Mike Martz. I got two losers this week. Mike Martz for saying that Isaac Bruce and Tory Hope should be in the Hall of Fame over T.O. Like, let's be real here, Mike Martz, man. Stop it. I know them your guys. You know what I'm saying? You stand up for your guys. I commend that. But don't say dumb shit. You know, so don't say dumb shit.
Like, I hear him on the media, like the way they tell you it's supposed to go. Because T.O. was horrible to media. He was horrible to the league. So I get it. But even as a homer, that you can't put them above.
Lawrence Taylor's in the Hall of Fame. So until y'all take this nigga out, you know what I'm saying? OJ's in the Hall of Fame. Hey. Until y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all, so let's not act like, you know what I'm saying, everybody's been in the Hall as these great fucking leaders, pillars of society and shit. So
Mike Martz, you lost on that one. You need to be fighting over why Orlando Pace is not in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
That should have been the first ballot.
Oh, my other loser's fucking Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel, the Browns have decided to part ways with you during, when the season ends. You, sir, have never you've never appreciated the opportunity of playing the NFL. Why? Because you come for money, so playing football to you is just an added little deal to it. So now, you know, you're going to find out that nobody's going to put up with your shit, you know what I'm saying, no more. Like, this is it. This is not rec football. This is not high school. This is not college. You know what I'm saying? No, this is the pros. You're obviously not a professional. You don't know how to handle your business and handle yourselves and conduct in a manner that the NFL sees fit. So you, sir, are a big loser because you have just lost your spot in the NFL, because I don't really think too many teams are going to want to fuck with you, Johnny. So, yeah, you're my biggest loser.
God damn. You know, my winner this week is Calvin Johnson. Reportedly, he's retiring. Megatron's going to walk away from the game. And that's what you got to do in Detroit. You got to just, hey, we're not going to get anywhere. We already had our shot 3 seasons ago. I'm already on the downward spiral, so it might as well just walk away. So props to you for actually being able to walk away. Some of these cats can't walk. My loser this week, there's several losers to choose from. You got one on here, too, that you didn't talk about. NSD Hypeman?
Yeah.
What's that?
National Sign of Day, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They just blow these kids' heads up. And then, like these kids about to get into a real reality check. All right, yesterday it was a big deal, National Signing Day, and all the kids signing to their prospective schools, and the coaches, you know, saying they've been wooing you on your back these last 5 months. But once your name's on the dotted line, the coach don't give a fuck about you no more. And you go out to find that out. Like, yeah, I came into your front room and promised your mama this and that, all this personal time. Coach busy, man. I got 88 other guys on this team, man. What do you need, sir? Oh, you need to get in the weight room. You know what I'm saying? Why are you even talking? You know what I'm saying? So y'all about to get a reality check. You know what I'm saying? So it was all nice and good to see the kids they love, you know, busting out the hats and all that little funny stuff. You know, yeah, am I kind of bitter, Florida? We ain't do as well as we supposed to do. Yeah, I am, but we got what we needed. You know, so we ain't get a bunch of 5 stars. We got a bunch of 3s. You know what I'm saying?
Michigan jumped like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Last year they had the 25th recruiting class, and now they got the 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that Harbaugh's a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, Urban Meyer, man, watch. His heart gonna get weak. He gonna leave, man.
Where's he gonna go?
I don't know. He gonna go back into TV for a week. Watch. As soon as Michigan start whooping that ass, Urban Meyer heart gonna start flaring up on him again. Watch. All right, watch. He ain't gonna stick around. Urban Meyer do not want no competition wherever he at. He'll go somewhere else.
God damn. That's all I got for winners and losers. What you wanna give our shout outs so we can get up out of here, man?
Man, shout out to all the motherfucking Fro Nation, man. Shout out to Ruler myself, Dr. Abrasive, Ash Dash, Papa Dash, RT3, MJ Money9S, whoever else fucking listen to the Frocast, man. Shout out to Be Easy Blue, the whole staff, man. All y'all niggas, man. Shout out to Saul Wright. Man, I just realized Saul Wright got like 300 fucking podcasts on his belt, man. I was like, God damn. Saul Wright is the motherfucking king of the podcast, man. God damn, 300? Y'all don't understand, man. God damn, man. Woo, man, shit. Shout out to Saul Wright.
Just repping for the crew, man. Nappy Afro, man. That's
300, nigga.
And I feel like even though he's staff, we got to go ahead and shout this nigga out just because we got to say his name. Short T.
Shout out. Short
T for representing for Nappy Afro, man. Hey, this is what we do, man. We the crew. There's other sites out there. There's other places you can be listening. All this other shit. Make sure you stop by the store and buy a shirt. Make sure you check out our damn sponsors when we have them. We had a sponsor last week. Let me know if y'all did order anything. Who you sent them to. Rule of Myself, I think he said he was going to send somebody a box. So I need to hear that story, see how that went. I know everybody on that site should have ordered at least one box. It's very simple. Anyway, man, this is nappyafro.com. This is the Frocast. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today. We will holler at y'all next time on nappyafro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace. I just want to report to you, I did not eat any of the gummy penises.
Yeah, all right. Whatever, nigga.
Nope, I didn't. But let me tell you, I am upset, though, Sawright.
Why?
My wife let my daughter eat one. I said, what the fuck? I lost it. Lost it, Sawright. She told me it's just a gummy. I said, that's not just a gummy.
It's a dick.
It's a fucking gummy penis. Like, y'all just like, what the fuck?
How did that even happen? How did that transpire that your daughter saw those and asked for them?
No, my wife was back there. I guess she was, you know, eating one. I don't know, but that shit pissed me the fuck off. She was just like, I mean, I'm sorry. I wouldn't eat. I was like, nah, fuck that. Like, what the fuck? Like, yo, I was mad. Well, I was hot.
So how did she explain to your daughter what it was?
I mean, my daughter's a 2000 kid. They know the fucking, they got the internet, man.
But there has to be a conversation.
Yes.
Chew on this dick. Like, how does, what happened?
It's all right, man. I failed as a father, bro. I have failed, man. Like, I do not know what I'm doing when it comes to this girl, man. Like I said, bro, like it ain't like my son. Like, I got the fear of God instilled in him. But her is just like, you got to deal with girls with delicate gloves, man. You can't be too strict. And then she go off to college and, you know what I'm saying? You can't be too loose. Then she have a baby when she got, it's that fine line. But it's just like, man.
See, that's when the dicks ain't gummy.
NappyAfro.com